Call in to Live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Been changing lives from uplifting to unexplained, talking about breaking chains. Don't you know? News for the soul. Don't you know? News for the soul.
Next on the News for the Soul Radio Network, it's time for the one and only Brad Yates. Dubbed the EFT Wizard by News for the Soul founder Nicole Marie Whitney, Brad is your go-to guy for clearing the crap with a tap. Brad's unique approach to emotional freedom techniques can clear your subconscious blocks and help you manifest the life you truly deserve. Here's Brad.
The go-to guy to clear the crap with the tap. This is it. News for the soul. Brad, are you there?
I'm here.
I never cease to be amazed and amused by that. How are you, Brad?
Me too, you know? You know, given the number of times I've been told that I'm not all there. I'm awesome, thanks. I'm here.
Yes, you are. You are awesome. We, for those listening, got to get together, yay, and have dinner and catch up and all kinds of crazy stories and stuff. It was awesome.
Just a week ago.
I know. Flies, doesn't it?
It does. It does. I mean, it almost seems like months ago now.
I know. Time is weird now. It really is just flat out weird.
Yep.
So, where do you want to start today?
Oh, where do we want to start? Well, first we'll start just in case folks are have not listened to the show before and have not heard of tapping and or EFT. Let's I'll give you a quick rundown because if you haven't listened to the show before, what we're going to be doing here is we're going to take our fingertips and tap on our faces. And don't let that scare you off, although I'm sure if you're a listener to News for the Soul, that's not going to scare you off, because, you know, we have an erudite crowd. So we're going to, it's based on acupuncture. For thousands of years in Chinese medicine, they've said there's a flow of energy through the body along pathways called meridians, and when this energy gets blocked, we don't feel so good. We let it gets in the way of our natural experience of health and well-being, physically and emotionally. So rather than sticking needles in key points around the face and torso, we are going to be using our fingertips to tap on these points to stimulate the healthy flow of energy, clear the blocks, and allow ourselves to feel better. And when we're feeling better, we're able to make better choices, healthier, stronger choices, the kind of choices that help us create the life that we want to live.
In a nutshell, there we are. That's what's happening.
Ta-da.
And let's get to it, shall we? Now, you know, we get a lot of feedback about people really love when you do the second round because it goes deeper with whatever shows up on the board. So I'm just going to put that out to you. And let's bring the first caller on. We've got Opulence on line one. Opulence, how are you today?
I am awesome, happy, and glad to be here. Hi, Nicole Marie and Brad.
Hello, Opulence. How are you? Well, obviously, you just said. Never mind.
I could give you more, though, of how I am. I am incredible.
Thank you for noticing.
Thank you for noticing that I noticed.
That's my job. That's my job is to notice and to help help others notice it about themselves. So.
That's a good job. That's a really good job.
It is a good job. I love my job.
And you do a good job as well. I can truly say that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The last time I spoke to you, we worked on my shoulder.
Uh-huh.
And since that time, and I did go to your website, I saw you with your scruffy beard. And I got because that was the videos that I was looking for. And since that time, I've come to realize that it's not my shoulder. It is my shoulder, but it's connected to my back.
Mm-hmm.
And as I've been exercising and stretching, I've begun to realize that's it, as I'm, you know, loosening up my back, because the shoulder bone's connected to the backbone. So here I am, once again, with clearer revelations of why I need to straighten out my spine and my back, so that I'm more in alignment and more balanced.
Yeah. Yeah. So close your eyes, take a deep breath.
All right.
And everyone listening, you can go ahead and do this too, unless you're driving, in which case don't close your eyes. And just follow your breath through your body, checking in inside, and seeing how you're doing, and focusing, checking out your shoulder and your back, where that connection is. And on a scale of 0 to 10, how much discomfort is there?
Well, actually, it's not a constant discomfort. It's like it perks its head, you know, sporadically. If I move a certain way, I'm able to function. And if I move a certain way, though, it's like, boom, it can be painful. It can be like a sharp, like a knife.
Mm.
And then it goes away.
Is there anything there right now?
No.
Man, I'm good.
I heard that.
But I'm
gone.
Okay. But you say if you move it a certain way, it sounds crazy to say, hey, you know, it's like the old joke, doctor, it hurts when I do this, so don't do that. But if there's a normal movement that you do where it causes discomfort, are you aware of that if you make that kind of move? I mean, don't hurt yourself, but...
Okay. I'm going to do something like, I do have my hands together over my head, and I am attempting to stretch back as far as possible. But the left shoulder is not as flexible.
Yeah.
And it's now I can, you know, I can feel something. And
okay. So on a scale of 0 to 10, in terms of flexibility, where would you rate yourself at the moment?
Myself opposed to my shoulder? I could be more flexible. I have been more flexible, and I could be a lot more flexible.
Okay.
I would love to be a lot more flexible.
Okay. Okay. So let's start there. So for anyone who's new to tapping, because as we're going through this, we emotional stuff can come up, and I don't know who is listening in, so I don't know what's going on for you. If you have some big emotional stuff that you've been repressing or holding back, now might not be the time to do some tapping, because I won't be able to work with you directly. So you might want to wait until you've got someone there for emotional support, or you can work with someone one-on-one. But for most folks, it's going to be fine to go ahead and do the tapping. So, all right, Opulence, tapping on the side of the hand.
Okay. Even though I feel this rigidity,
I choose to love and accept myself anyway.
I choose to love and accept myself anyway.
Even though I limit my flexibility.
Even though I limit my flexibility.
I choose to love and honor myself anyway.
I choose to love and honor myself anyway.
Even though I feel the stiffness.
Even though I feel the stiffness.
This part of me that doesn't want to give more.
This part of me that doesn't want to give more.
This part of me that wants to keep me stuck.
This part of me that wants to keep me stuck.
Not because I'm bad or stupid.
Not because I'm bad or stupid.
But because I'm trying to protect myself.
But because I am trying to protect me.
Based on old programming.
Based on old programming.
And even though I'm limiting my flexibility.
And even though I'm limiting my flexibility.
I choose to deeply and completely.
I choose to deeply and completely.
Love, honor, and accept myself.
Love, honor, and accept myself.
And anyone else.
And anyone else.
Who may contribute to this.
Who may contribute to this.
Eyebrow point. This lack of flexibility.
This lack of flexibility.
Side of the eye. All this stiffness.
All this stiffness.
Out of the eye. All these limitations to my flexibility.
All these limitations to my flexibility.
Out of the nose. And when I limit my flexibility.
When I limit my flexibility.
Out of the mouth. Kind of puts me out of alignment.
Kind of puts me out of alignment.
Collarbone. I choose to be in alignment with my highest good.
I choose to be in alignment with my highest good.
Out of the arm. But that seems to be a position I can't get into at the moment.
That seems to be a position I can't get into at the moment.
Top of the head. Something's holding me back.
Something is holding me back.
Eyebrow point. I can feel it in my shoulder.
I can feel it in my shoulder.
Sadia, I can feel it in my back.
I can feel it in my back.
Out of the eye. It doesn't feel safe.
It doesn't feel safe.
Out of the nose. Part of me is sane.
Part of me is sane.
Out of mouth. Don't be too flexible.
Don't be too flexible.
Collarbone. Because the more flexible you are.
The more flexible you are.
On the arm. Maybe the more people will take advantage of you.
Maybe the more people will try to take advantage of me.
Top of that. All this fear of being more flexible.
All this fear of being more flexible.
Eyebrow point. Part of me says I could be more flexible.
Part of me says I can be more flexible.
Side of the eye. Part of me wants to be more flexible.
Part of me wants to be more flexible.
Out of the eye. And part of me says we're good right where we are.
And part of me says we're good right where we are.
Out of the eye. That part of me is hanging out in my back and shoulder.
That part of me is hanging out in my back and shoulder.
On a mouth saying, this is enough.
This is enough.
Cobham, that's far enough.
That's far enough.
On the arm, don't bend anymore.
Don't bend anymore.
Top of the head. Because if I could bend anymore.
If I could bend anymore.
Eyebrow point, I'd be bending over backwards for people.
I'd be bending over backwards for people.
Side of the eye. And then I get taken advantage of.
Then I get taken advantage of.
Out of the eye. Or I get myself overwhelmed.
Or I get myself overwhelmed.
Out of the nose. And I try to do too much for too many people.
And I try to do too much for too many people.
Out of the mouth. And part of me says.
And part of me says.
Collarbone. I need to take care of me first.
I need to take care of me first.
Out of the arm. What am I not paying attention to?
What am I not paying attention to?
Top of the head. Such that when I start to bend over backwards.
Especially when I start to.
Eyebrow point. And part of me stops me.
And part of me stops me.
Sorry, I just where do you think you're going, young lady?
Just where do you think you're going, young lady?
Honey, I. There are some other things you need to take care of first.
There's some other things you need to take care of first.
On the nose. Like maybe I need to take care of me.
Like maybe I need to take care of me?
On the mouth. Maybe I need some support for myself.
Maybe I need some support for myself.
Collarbone. And my back and shoulder are letting me know.
my back and shoulder are letting me know.
A lot of the arms. So I'm letting them know.
And I'm letting them know.
Top of the head. Okay, I'm paying attention.
It's okay. I'm paying attention.
Eyebrow point. I'm paying attention now.
I'm paying attention now.
Side of the eye. What is it that I need?
What is it that I need?
Out of the eye. What do I need?
What do I need?
Out of the nose. Before I bend over backwards for anyone else.
Before I bend over backwards for anyone else.
Out of the mouth. What do I need?
What do I need?
Collarbone. What have I not been paying attention to?
What have I not been paying attention to?
On the arm. How am I not taking care of myself?
How am I not taking care of myself?
Top of it. How am I not honoring myself?
How am I not honoring myself?
Eyebrow point. Sometimes I get caught up.
Sometimes I get caught up.
Side of the eye. Trying to do too much for too many people.
Trying to do too much for too many people.
Onto the eye. Not because I'm bad or stupid.
Not because I'm bad or stupid.
Onto the nose. But because I'm a wonderful person.
I'm a wonderful person.
Onto the mouth. Who wants to be wonderful for other people?
Who wants to be wonderful for other people?
Collarbone. I just need to make sure I don't neglect myself.
I just need to make sure I don't neglect myself.
On the arm. Maybe I got a lot of messages when I was growing up.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe I got a lot of messages when I was growing up.
Top of the head. About taking care of other people before taking care of myself.
About taking care of other people before taking care of myself.
Eyebrow point. The only person who ever seems to get it right.
The only person who ever seems to get it right.
Side of the eye. Is the stewardess on the airplane.
Is the stewardess on the airplane.
On the eye. Who reminds me to put my own oxygen mask on first?
Who reminds me to put my own oxygen mask on first?
On the nose. And then help other people.
And then help other people.
Out of the mouth. I'm taking care of myself.
I'm taking care of myself.
Collarbone, because I'm worthy of that.
Because I am worthy of that.
On the arm. I'm worthy of treating myself with love.
I'm worthy of treating myself with love.
Top of the head. I don't need pain to remind me of this.
I don't need pain to remind me of this.
Eyebrow point. But I appreciate that part of me.
But I appreciate that part of it.
Side of the eye. That was willing to go to whatever length.
That was willing to go to whatever length.
On the eye. To remind me of something.
To remind me of something.
On the nose. Thank you very much, back and shoulder.
Thank you very much, back and shoulder.
On the mouth. I'm paying attention now.
I am paying attention now.
Collarbone, you've got my attention.
You've got my attention.
Onto the arm. I don't need the pain anymore.
I don't need the pain anymore.
Top of it. It's like somebody ringing the dinner bell.
Like somebody ringing the dinner bell.
Eyebrow point. Trying to get my attention.
Trying to get my attention.
Side of the eye. When I've already shown up.
When I've already shown up.
On the eye. They don't need to keep ringing the bell in my face.
They don't need to keep ringing the bell in my face.
On the nose, because that can be really annoying.
It can be really annoying.
On the mouth, just like this pain in my shoulder and neck and back.
Just like this pain in my shoulder and neck and back.
Collarbone. I'm here now.
I'm here now.
Onto the arm. I'm paying attention.
I'm paying attention.
Top of the head. They can stop ringing the bell.
They can stop ringing the bell.
Eyebrow point. And I can let these parts of me relax.
And I can let these parts of me relax.
Side of the eye. And it's safe to be flexible.
And it's safe to be flexible.
Out of the eye. It's okay for me to be flexible.
It's okay for me to be flexible.
On the nose. Allowing myself to relax.
Allowing myself to relax.
On the mouth. Allowing myself to feel healthier and stronger.
Allowing myself to feel healthier and stronger.
Collarbone. Allowing myself to loosen up.
Allowing myself to loosen up.
Onto the arm. And feel better and better.
Feel better and better.
Top of the head. In body, mind, and spirit.
In body, mind, and spirit.
Take a deep breath. and check in with your back and your shoulder and see if it's loosened up.
Kind of hard to say, but I can say this. I know that my body heard what I was saying.
Good.
I know
do you want to try putting your hands over your head again? And
yeah. There's a little improvement.
Okay. And you know, and some. Sometimes we get it at an emotional level before the physical is fully responsive. But did some of that about bending over backwards for others before taking care of yourself ring true?
A lot of what you said rang very true, from the stewardess to being flexible for others, and you know, returning to my flexibility, because I have definitely the capacity to be flexible. I have exhibited this in my physical, mental, and spiritual. But I definitely am returning from a rigid situation that took, that I allowed to affect me emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
And I am returning back from that. I will be more flexible than I've ever been, and I'm going back to childhood in terms of my physical being. So yes, a lot of what you said, like I said, I know my body heard it. It heard my voice saying it.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to myself, and I was giving command to my body, and just reminding myself.
So,
once again.
Well, hold on. So close your eyes. Take a deep breath.
Okay.
And just imagine a whiteboard, and a number is going to appear, a number between 0 and 10. On a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being absolutely flexible and free and loose, physically and emotionally, mentally, what number shows up as to where you're at right now?
Well, it came in like this. I saw a 9, strong 9, then it went to an 8, and then it went to a 10. So I'm flexible.
Okay. Cool. And it's allowing yourself to feel that it's safe to be flexible, where it sounds like you had come out of a situation where it hadn't been safe, and there had been a threat that had said, don't be flexible. But now you're allowing yourself to be free of that. So good job.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Thanks for calling in, Opulence. Let us know how it goes, and let's see if we can get another tapper on board. 360, area code 360. Who's there? What's your first name? Where are you calling from?
It's Galadriel here, and I'm calling...
Hey.
Beautiful with the island.
How are you?
Oh, I'm lovely. I'm healing. I'm on
day 4. Yeah, last time we spoke, you were on the verge of some stuff.
Was that pre-surgery?
Yeah.
Well,
I think it was the day before, actually.
Ah, well, I know. Sport a lovely line from my breastbone to my belly button that will be with me forever. And the flexibility thing, I have to be very conscious of how I move.
Mm-hmm.
And so opulence's issue, I play into that quite well, because there's not much I can do without being very conscious of
mm-hmm.
the movements of my body. And I think the thing, the the burning thing I have today is I'm on day four without narcotics.
Oh.
So I'm detoxing and drinking a lot of water. And if there's a way to tap that away, that feeling of, wah, I want my dope.
That's exactly what I used to tap on when I was at the when I taught EFT at Sacramento Drug Court.
Oh, really?
That was exactly, you know, with all these people coming out of jail for drug-related offenses, and we would tap on, wah, I want my dope. I think we used that exact phrase.
Lovely.
So, Gladru, close your eyes, take a deep breath. And everybody listening, go ahead and do this. And, you know, for whatever your dope might be, whatever your drug of choice might be, that, you know, like this morning I threw out the last of the pumpkin pie. It's like, I cannot eat any more of that. There's part of me going, wah. You know, just check in with yourself, following your breath through your body, and noticing what physical symptoms are there of that wah feeling. And noticing where it is, and on a scale of 0 to 10, how strong is it right now?
Not terribly. It's a 5.
Okay. Well, that's annoying.
I do myself functioning better. I'm not dropping everything on the floor anymore. And because I could not bend over, I still can't bend over, but I absolutely couldn't pick up things off the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Poor James, my husband's been like he's got abs just from bending over, picking up stuff I've dropped.
Awesome. It's a win-win situation.
Isn't it, though? The bad part was me knocking over a lamp and the light bulb breaking, and I was barefooted.
That can be awkward.
Yeah, it's been just a really interesting month. It's almost a month, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So, side of the hand.
Even though I've got this wah feeling.
I choose to love and accept myself anyway.
I choose to love and accept myself anyway.
Even though I've got this wah feeling.
Even though I've got this wah feeling.
I choose to love and honor myself anyway.
I choose to love and honor myself anyway.
Even though I've got this wah feeling.
Even though I've got this wah feeling.
Because I'm frustrated.
Because I'm frustrated.
And I'm uncomfortable.
And I'm uncomfortable.
And there's all this stuff going on.
And there's all this stuff going on.
Post-surgery. That's inconvenient.
It's inconvenient.
And even though I've got this wah feeling.
And even though I've got this wah feeling.
I choose to deeply and completely.
I deeply and completely.
Love, honor, and accept myself.
Love, honor, and accept myself.
And anyone else.
And anyone else
who might contribute to this feeling.
Who might contribute to this feeling?
Eyebrow point. This wah feeling.
Wah feeling.
Side of the eye. All this anger and frustration.
All this anger and frustration.
Out of the eye. All this fear.
All this fear.
Out of the nose. All this discomfort.
All this discomfort.
Out of the mouth. It's so uncomfortable.
It's so uncomfortable.
Collarbone, physically and emotionally.
Physically and emotionally.
Out of the arm. And now I don't even have my drugs.
Now I don't even have my drugs.
Top of the head. It's challenging coming back from a surgery.
It's challenging coming back from surgery.
Eyebrow point. The drugs can really help.
The drugs can really help.
Side of the eye, but only for so long.
But only for so long.
Side of the eye. And now it's time for me to recover.
Now it's time for me to recover.
On the nose, without those drugs.
Without those drugs.
out of the mouth. They can help for a while. Collarbone, but after a while. Onto the arm. They get in the way. Top of the head. And it's up to me now. Eyebrow point. Side of the eye. I don't want to have to do it without the drugs. Onto the eye. And it's so frustrating. Onto those feeling so limited. Onto mouth. I have to pay so much attention. Collarbone. I have to be so careful. Onto the arm. And stuff happens. Top of the head. And then James has to pick up after me. Eyebrow point. And I feel kind of bad about that. Sadia, the drugs helped me not feel so bad. Onto the eye. And now I don't have those. Onto those. Onto the mouth. And I'm moving through this feeling. Collarbone. It's a natural transition. Onto the arm. I wish it were easier. Top of the head. I wonder why I don't let it be easier. Eyebrow point. How much of this wah feeling? Side of the eye is programmed. Onto the eye. It's expected. Onto the nose. Maybe it's not as real as I think it is. Onto mouth. Maybe I just expect it to be this uncomfortable. Collarbone. And maybe I'm telling myself. Onto the arm. If I can make it uncomfortable enough. Top it. Or convince myself that it's that uncomfortable. Eyebrow point. I can get more drugs. Side of the eye. Of different varieties. Onto the eye. They may not be narcotics. But there might be other stuff. Onto mouth. All used to numb the feelings. Collarbone. Physical as well as emotional. Onto the arm. Part of me wants to recover. Top of the head. Part of me says I'm not ready yet. Eyebrow point. And if I can find something to numb out with. Top of the head. I can hold myself back. Onto the eye. Why am I afraid to recover? Onto the nose. Why might I resist recovery? Onto the mouth. It's kind of nice being taken care of. Collarbone. Sometimes I bend over backwards for others, too. Onto the arm. As long as I'm uncomfortable. Top of it. People don't expect that of me. Eyebrow point. And they bend over backwards for me. Sorry, or forwards, as the case may be. Onto the eye. Either way, people are bending over for me. Onto the nose. Rather than me bending over for them. Onto the mouth. And the more I can convince myself I'm uncomfortable. Collarbone, the longer I get to be taken care of. Onto the arm. I'm not doing that intentionally. Top of it. I'm not trying to take advantage of anyone. Eyebrow point. But maybe there's a part of me that says. Side of the eye. When I feel okay. Onto the eye. I take care of others before myself. Onto the nose. And I need to remind myself. Onto the mouth to take it easy. Collarbone. This is an opportunity. Onto the arm to pay attention to what I need. Top of it. Part of me is saying.
part of me is saying.
Eyebrow point. I need drugs.
I need drugs.
Side of the eye. That's not really what I need right now.
It's not really what I need right now.
On the eye, but it's been helpful during recovery.
But it's been helpful during recovery.
Anna, so it's easy to think that's what I'm looking for.
So it's easy to think that's what I'm looking for.
Anna, the mouth. I'm giving myself permission.
I'm giving myself permission.
Kavan, to figure out what I really need.
To figure out what I really need.
Anna, how can I best take care of myself?
How can I best take care of myself?
Top of that, without feeling uncomfortable.
Without feeling uncomfortable.
Eyebrow point. Letting go of the need to feel pain.
Letting go of the need to feel pain.
Side AI. Understanding that my body's doing the best it can.
Understanding that my body's doing the best it can.
Side AI. Feeling grateful to my body.
Feeling grateful to my body.
Anna, for coming through the procedure.
For coming through the procedure.
Anna, the mouth. I had some doubts about that.
I had some doubts about that.
Collarbone, I had some fears.
Fears.
Anna, the arm. And I came through it.
And I came through it.
Top of the head. And I'm getting better and stronger.
And I'm getting better and stronger.
Eyebrow point. And I have an opportunity.
And I have an opportunity.
Side of the eye. To feel better than I have in a long time.
Feel better than I have in a long time.
Out of the eye. And I need to take care of myself in the process.
And I need to take care of myself in the process.
Out of the nose. So I'm treating myself with love.
So I'm treating myself with love.
On and off. Allowing myself to feel as comfortable as possible.
Allowing myself to feel as comfortable as possible.
Kavan, knowing that my body will let me know.
Knowing that my body will let me know.
On the arm, if I push it.
If I push it.
Top of the head, so I'm taking care of myself.
I'm taking care of myself.
Eyebrow point. I appreciate all the ways.
I appreciate all the ways.
Side of the eye, that my body seeks to take care of me.
That my body seeks to take care of me.
On the eye, I'm letting go of any that don't really work for me.
I'm letting go of any that don't really work for me.
Out of the nose. And I'm allowing myself to see more clearly.
I'm allowing myself to see more clearly.
Out of the mouth, what it is that I really need.
What it is that I really need.
Collarbone. And I'm giving that to myself.
And I'm giving that to myself.
Out of the arm. Letting go of the discomfort.
Letting go of the discomfort.
Top of that, letting go of that wah feeling.
Letting go of that wah feeling.
Eyebrow point. I love and appreciate that part of me.
I love and appreciate that part of me.
Sorry, that was just saying.
Sorry?
That was just saying.
It was just saying.
On AI, there's something I need.
There's something I need.
On those, I'm not entirely sure what it is yet.
I'm not entirely sure what it is yet.
On the mouth. So I was thinking of something that I had earlier.
I was thinking of something I had earlier.
Collarbone. I'm allowing myself to be more clear.
Allowing myself to be more clear.
Out of the arm. About what I really want.
About what I really want.
Top of it. And I'm taking better and better care of myself.
And I'm taking better and better care of myself.
Eyebrow point. Because I am worthy of that.
Because I am worthy of that.
Sadie, I'm worthy of love and respect.
I'm worthy of love and respect.
And that starts with me doing that for myself.
And that starts with me doing that for myself.
Out of the nose. Allowing myself to appreciate.
Allowing myself to appreciate.
Out of mouth. This opportunity to grow stronger and healthier.
This opportunity to grow healthier and stronger.
Collarbone. Physically as well as emotionally.
Physically as well as emotionally.
Out of the arm. And I'm taking advantage of that.
And I'm taking advantage of that.
Top of it, as I love myself in body, mind, and spirit.
As I love myself in body, mind, and spirit.
And take a deep breath. Close your eyes, check inside, and see what's going on in there.
I'm feeling really good.
Good. That's ideally what we want to feel.
Well, that's good. Brad, I'll tell you, we got the board refreshed, and there's a ton of callers, so it'd be nice if we could take another tapper before we get to the top.
as opposed to doing a guided imagery.
We may have to forego my favorite bit.
Hey, you know, that's your choice, Nicole. It's
this is big. But Gladriel, I'm glad you're doing good, and keep in touch.
Brad,
congratulations on a successful surgery.
Oh yeah, thanks.
All right, take care.
I will do that.
All right, I'll put you back on hold so you can tap along with the next one. You are in luck. I think we can get you on 306. What's your first name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Valerie, and I'm calling from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
Hi, Valerie. Hey, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks.
That was a qualified answer. What can we do to help you make that better than fine?
Well, Brad and Nicole, it's nice to meet you. I'm nervous, and tomorrow is the third anniversary of me losing everything, and the Christmas season is really bad for me. So, I have a lot of anniversaries. My mom died on the 18th of December, and my dad died on January 1st, and my birthday is December 30th. So, like, if I could go into a coma for December, I'd be very happy.
Okay. Close your eyes, take a deep breath. And just feeling what's going on inside. Noticing where you might feel discomfort. And say, December sucks.
Oh, December more than sucks.
And on a scale of 0 to 10, how strong is that?
Oh, that's about a 20.
Okay. And where in your body do you feel it most?
In my heart.
Okay. Side of the hand. Even though December more than sucks.
Even though December more than sucks.
I choose to love and accept myself anyway.
I choose to love and accept myself anyway.
Sorry. Even though December more than sucks.
Even though December more than sucks.
I choose to love and honor myself anyway.
I choose to love and honor myself anyway.
Even though December more than sucks.
Even though December more than sucks.
It's not just the end of the year for me.
It's not just the end of the year for me.
It signifies the end of so many good things.
It signifies the end of so many good things.
So many wonderful things have come to an end at the end of the year.
So many things have come to an end at the end of the year.
And I wish I could just go into a coma and miss it.
And I wish I could go into a coma and miss it.
Wake me up when it's February.
Yes, wake me up when it's February.
I could even miss January for all that it matters.
I could miss January for all that matters.
And even though December more than sucks.
Even though December more than sucks.
I choose to deeply and completely.
I choose to deeply and completely.
Love, honor, and accept myself.
Love, honor, and accept myself.
And anyone else.
And anyone else.
Who contributes to this feeling.
Who contributes to this feeling.
Eyebrow point. December really sucks.
December really sucks.
And January is not so great either.
January is not the greatest either.
There are so many bad anniversaries.
There are so many bad anniversaries.
On the nose. My birthday used to be a good anniversary.
My birthday used to be a good anniversary.
On a mouth, but a lot of things have even ruined that.
A lot of things have ruined that.
Collarbone. I wish I could just miss December.
I wish I could miss December.
On the arm, and January, too.
And January, too.
Top of the head. I don't think I can go through it.
I don't think I can go through it anymore.
Eyebrow point. There's so much pain in my heart.
There's so much pain in my heart.
Side of the eye. Part of me dreads this time of year.
My whole body dreads this time of the year.
On the eye. As I flip through the calendar during the year.
When this time comes up.
Under the nose. I just dread this time of year.
I do. I dread this time of year.
Annamel, what's going to go wrong this year?
What's going to go wrong this year?
Collarbone. All this fear in my body.
All this fear in my body.
Annamel, all this pain in my heart.
All this pain in my heart.
Top of the head. I'm going to feel the pain of what I've lost.
I'm going to feel the pain of what I've lost.
Eyebrow point. And all the fear of what's next.
And all the fear of what's next.
Side of the eye. My life would be easier without December.
My life would be easier without December.
Side of the eye. Plus, I wouldn't have a birthday, so I wouldn't grow older.
Plus, I wouldn't have a birthday, so I wouldn't grow older.
Under the nose. All this December pain.
All this December pain.
Out of mouth. All this December loss.
All this December loss.
Collarbone. And I'm moving through this.
And I'm moving through this.
Out of the arm. Not because I have to.
Not because I have to.
Top of the head. Not because I should.
Not because I should.
Eyebrow point. Not because there's anything wrong with me.
Not because there's anything wrong with me.
Side of the eye. But because I'm worthy of feeling better.
Because I'm worthy of feeling better.
Out of the eye. And there's no good reason.
And there's no good reason.
Out of the nose. Why I shouldn't be able to feel good.
That I shouldn't be able to feel better.
Out of the mouth. Even though it's now December.
Even though it's now December.
Collarbone. There have been good things that have happened in December.
I believe there have been good things that happened in December.
Out of the arm. They've been severely overshadowed.
They've been severely overshadowed.
Top of the head. Such that I think the whole month sucks.
Oh, I truly think the whole month sucks.
Eyebrow point. In spite of the good things that might have happened in December.
In spite of the good things that might have happened in December once.
Side of the eye. And there have been sucky things that have happened in other months.
They probably have been sucky things that happened in other months.
Oh, yeah, but not like December and January.
But nothing like December and January.
Out of the nose. And now I'm stuck feeling bad.
And now I'm stuck feeling bad.
Out of mouth. It's hard to imagine not feeling bad in December.
It's hard to imagine not feeling bad in December.
Collarbone. But I don't really want to go into a coma.
Oh, yes, I do. But no, I don't really want to go into a coma.
It feels like it would be easier.
It wouldn't be much easier, trust me.
Top of the head. But then I'd have to deal with those hospital bills.
I'm in Saskatchewan. We have Medicare.
That came up during my workshop in Vancouver last week. I keep forgetting. Okay, my eyebrow point. Well, there would be other uncomfortable consequences.
Bed sores, maybe.
Exactly.
Our healthcare's not that great. But,
yes, okay. Side of the eye. There would be something sucky about being in a coma.
I don't know. I'd lose weight. I'm not sure about that.
Under the eye. There are better ways to lose weight.
I don't know. Oh, there's better ways to lose weight.
Under the nose. All this belief, I'd rather be in a coma.
All this belief, I'd rather be in a coma.
Out of the mouth. All this fear that I can't handle December.
All this fear I can't handle December.
Collarbone. All this lack of faith in myself.
All this lack of faith in myself.
Out of the arm. All this lack of faith in December.
All this lack of faith in December.
Top of the head. Maybe I'm just a sun worshiper.
Maybe I'm just a sun worshiper.
Eyebrow point. And the further I get from the sun.
And the further I get from the sun.
Side of the eye. The harder my life is.
The harder my life is. I don't think so, but that's a good try.
Under the eye. There's something about this time of year.
Oh, there's something about this time of the year and the Christmas carols and the presents and all the whatever.
Under the nose. That turns me into a Grinch.
Oh, yeah, okay. That turns me into a Grinch. Yeah.
Out of the mouth, where I hate Christmas.
Oh, yes. Where I just despise it.
Collarbone, yes. And everything about it.
Everything about it.
under the arm, and everybody being so happy.
Happy, happy, happy.
Top of the head. And telling me how I should be happy.
No, they're not that stupid anymore. But, okay.
Eyebrow point. Maybe not the people who know me.
No, not the people that know me.
Side eye. But the media and the stores.
The media and the stores I don't go into and I hate.
Side eye. All these messages.
All these happy people.
I don't know. Saying that this is the happiest time of the year.
Happiest time of the year.
On a mouth. Rubbing it in my face.
Rubbing it into my face like salt in a wound.
Collarbone. And it's so painful.
It's extremely painful.
Under the arm. And I choose to give myself permission.
I choose to give myself permission.
Top of the head. To heal.
To heal.
Eyebrow point. Because I've been through enough pain.
I've been through enough pain.
Side of the eye. Part of me says.
Part of me says.
On the eye, I have to suffer during December.
I have to suffer during December.
On the nose. I owe it to my parents.
I owe it to my parents.
On the mouth. To feel bad.
To feel bad.
Collarbone. Who else do I owe it to?
Who else do I owe it to?
On the arm. Maybe I owe it to all my other friends and family.
Maybe I owe it to all my friends and family.
Top it. Who have come to expect me being miserable this time of year.
Who've come to expect me being miserable this time of year.
Eyebrow point. If I didn't feel so bad, they wouldn't know who I am.
If I didn't feel so bad, they wouldn't know who I was.
Side of the eye. All this expectation of being in pain.
All this expectation of being in pain.
Out of the eye. I'm giving myself permission.
I'm giving myself permission.
On the nose. To heal as much as I can.
To heal as much as I can.
On a mouth. Not because I should.
Not because I should.
Collarbone. Not because there's something wrong with me.
Not because there's something wrong with me.
On the arm. But because I deserve to feel better.
But because I deserve to feel better.
Top of the head. I'm worthy of feeling better.
I'm worthy of feeling better.
Eyebrow point. Not because it's the holidays.
Not because it's the holidays.
Side eye. Not because people say I should be happy at this time of year.
Not because people say I should be happy this time of the year.
Under the eye. There may even be a part of me.
There may even be a part of me.
Under the eye. That blocks myself from feeling better.
That blocks myself from feeling better.
Under the mouth. Because I won't give them the satisfaction.
Because I won't give them the satisfaction.
Godwin, you can't tell me to be happy.
You can't tell me to be happy.
Under the arm. I'll show you.
I'll show you.
Top of the head. Who taught me to do that?
Who taught me to do that?
Eyebrow point. To be in pain.
To be in pain.
Side of the eye. To teach others a lesson.
To teach others a lesson.
Side of the eye. All these reasons for hanging on to pain.
All these reasons for hanging on to pain.
I don't know. Because I've had a lot of programming.
Because I've had a lot of programming.
On the mouth. About the need to do so.
About the need to do so.
Collarbone. I'm giving myself permission to question that.
I'm giving myself permission to question that.
On the arm. Because I deserve to feel better.
Because I deserve to feel better.
Top of the head. I'm allowing myself to feel better.
I'm allowing myself to feel better.
Eyebrow point. Not for anyone else's sake.
Not for anyone else's sake.
Side of the eye. But because I deserve that.
But because I deserve that.
On the eye. Because I shouldn't have to suffer through December.
Because I never should have to just suffer through December anymore.
On the nose. I should get to feel good every month.
I should get to feel good every month.
On the mouth. Regardless if there are holidays.
Regardless of the holidays.
Collarbone. I'm giving myself permission to heal.
I'm giving myself permission to heal.
On the arm. Because I'm worthy of that.
Because I'm worthy of that.
Top of the head. In body, mind, and spirit.
In body, mind, and spirit.
And take a deep breath. Thoughts, comments, questions?
Well, thank you very much. And I do have thoughts and comments. And I think one of the things I think of is because both my parents died around, like my mom died right before Christmas, and that was her favorite time. Mm-hmm. And my dad had his heart attack on my birthday and died January 1st, mm-hmm. right? And the same year, they both died the same year,
oh,
right?
My goodness.
Yeah, so I've had a lot in December, and then I lost everything on tomorrow, at least third year anniversary. So I think that anniversaries seem to be important. I don't know if this makes any sense, but like, I think it's just time for me to let go of the anniversaries. And my parents didn't mean to die when they died. It's not like they planned it, you know.
No. And they don't need you to suffer.
You know,
doesn't benefit them.
Yeah, they would be very upset of all what's happened in my life in the last 11 years, and they would not be happy with what's happened. And so, like, I just got to somehow heal from all this because it's just torture for me,
yeah.
You know? Yeah. But, I mean, this has been the best tapping. I've done a lot of tapping, but this really has released me for some reason. I'm not sure why, but it has.
You're ready. Part of you said, you know what? Tomorrow's the anniversary of losing everything. Today's going to be the day that I open myself up to getting it back. You know, getting back the joy that you deserve. So.
Well, I happened to see your tweet on Twitter, right? So I happened to be, you know, listening to you, and Nicole happened to say, you know, about do you want an EFT tap? So, I mean, everything just sort of fell into place today.
And you created that. So
I think I did.
It didn't just happen. Mm-hmm. Something inside you said, I'm going to arrange things because it's time for me to heal, you know? And it's not bad or wrong that it's taken this amount of time. It's just, it's taken that time, and now it seems like part of you is saying, okay, been there, done that, got the T-shirt, and and time to move on.
It's just time. It really is time. And I love my parents dearly, but I have to let that go. You know what I mean?
Well, so celebrate their lives. It's honor them for who they were, and they, knowing that they would love for you to be happy. So the best way to honor them is to allow yourself to be happier again.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks
take
for
care.
Calling
take
in.
Care.
I'm glad you got on the line.
Thanks, Nicole.
That explains why I was pulled to keep the lines open. It's
no coincidences.
I know. And I will just add in there, too. This is why I call Brad the EFT wizard. He's very modest and, oh, yes, you're ready. But also, he's freaking amazing, and that's why it really does stuff. It's like the Roto-Rooter. You're like the Roto-Rooter EFT guy. Get right in there. And stuff moves. It's amazing.
And I'm conscious of the times we want Carrie to get on.
This is one of the situations
where it's like we could have... I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes. So she is not with us live today. On that note, I am going to completely leave it up to you if you're in a hurry, if you wanted to take another line. This is like a bajillion phone callers today. Or if you wanted to do a brief guided process, totally up to you.
I wish I could, but I have family that's going to show up at my doorstep almost any minute now.
Any minute now. Okay.
I would love to go further, with that last round and with the guided imagery, but unfortunately.
All right. Well, that was awesome. Everybody, Brad's back in live 2 weeks from now at noon Pacific time.
Today.
Let's call back in 2 weeks from today.
Yes, indeed.
Hey, Brad, you have any shameless self-promotion for us this week?
I have some teleclasses, new teleclasses coming up at the beginning of the year. So folks can find out about that at tapwithbrad.com. My Tap app just yesterday became available on Google Play. So it's
Did
been
you
on
say Tap app?
The Tap app. I have an app.
You have an app.
The Tap with Brad app. It's been on iPhones for about a month, and now it's on Android. So,
wow.
Yeah, so you
excellent.
Can find that in the App Store or in the Google Play Store. So
very impressive.
There you go. And, of course, lovebeyondbelief.com. Check it out, because who can't use more love in their lives?
Yeah, that would be weird to say, no more for me, thanks.
Yeah, thanks, I'm full. Oh, yeah.
That'd be really strange. All right, Brad. Epic as always. Epic, epic, epic. I'm going to check out the Tap It Brad app, the Tap app.
Now, if you tap it, Brad. Tap, look for it by name.
Tap, tap app. I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah. Oh, I should have called it that. Oh, well.
There you go. Yeah, 2.0.
There you go.
All right, Brad. Awesome as
thanks,
always.
Thanks, Nicole. Thanks, caller. Take care.
Brad, the EFT wizard. Get the Tap app. I'm going to do that today. And we are going to go into pre-tape mode. As I said, Carrie has had something come up here last minute, and she will be back shortly. We're working on some alternate schedules for her. Meanwhile, enjoy her from the archives right here, Carrie O'Connor.